This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning on Thursday, the 4th of August. You know, every once in a while in this game, on this podcast, you get one right. Yesterday, I told you the new Astro was going to be fully comfortable in his second game.
Trey Mancini got an at-bat last night in the ninth inning. That one hit well to left. Welcome to Houston, Trey Mancini.
Welcome to Crush City, Trey Mancini. That's how you introduce yourself to a new ball club and fan base.
He said the Crawford boxes suit my game defensively and offensively. And he pounded that one 101 miles an hour off the bat.
Yep, Trey Mancini homered as predicted into J.P. Crawford's boxers. Yes, he did. Is that where it went? Ryan, I get confused.
Yes, it did. That is exactly where that home run ball went.
Why was Crawford up there? Why was he up there? The Mariners were at Yankee Stadium. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well,
anyway.
Well, you know, the Astros have had the Mariners number all season long, just trying to get some extra scouting in before the playoffs.
And I happened to have the fly open, and there you go. Caught a home run ball. Good for JP. Anyway, hope you got Trey Mancini in as your pick before that day game began. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Mancini, one of many trade deadline acquisitions to make an impact in wins for their new teams. We'll break some of that down with highlights later on. But first, State of the Streak. Three of the top five selected hitters went hitless. So there's a bloodbath in the top 10 of the leaderboard. Chappie is done at 38. 03-2004 Amanda is done at 37 because Trey Turner went hitless with three Ks. When he struck out to end the seventh, I imagine Chappie and Amanda both on the edge of the couch, maybe together, holding hands, watching the highlight, then hoping for a Turner at bat in the ninth. It never came. The Dodgers' ninth ended with Turner on deck. I have been there. Man, that is brutal. Another streaker is gone is the streaker named Red Sox, who has played an occasional Boston hitter like once or twice a week, being the tortoise, not the hare, El Tortugo. Red Sox is toast. Rafael Devers among those dominated by Jose Urquidy of the Astros. So our top streaker is now Sean 36, whose streak is at 39 with a couple leadoff hitters, Tim Anderson of the White Sox, and this man who got it done in his very first at-bat for the Mets.
Soft line drive to the right side. That'll get down for a base hit. Starling Marte aboard with one out here in the first.
So, Sean 36 at 39. Others in the top 10 include M. Toddy 71 at 36. And a host of streakers at 32, including one named Drunk as Hull. Having interviewed former Blackhawk Bobby Hull on several occasions, I approve of this username. Our high watermark on the season continues to be Kyoshi Lotus, 26. With 45, that's 10 grand. If you get to 57, of course, it's $5.6 million. I want someone to do it this year. This year, while we're podcasting, while we're killing it, I want it to be done. Here's what we learned yesterday. Welcome to the Padres, Juan Soto. Welcome, Josh Bell. A day earlier, welcome, Josh Hader. But it was the other guy, the fourth highest profile addition from the Padres, that made Don Orsillo straight up giddy on the play-by-play call.
Drury to left field. Connor Joe going back. Brandon Drury now plays. It's Slam Diego. Brandon Drury, in his first debut in a Padres uniform, hits a grand slam. Why? Because he's in Slam Diego.
Don had to get it in twice. It makes him so happy.
I mean, one time is fine, but twice? Come on, man.
Come on, man. There were 44,600 people at Petco. It's the biggest crowd of the year. Don Orsillo was feeling it. Soto singled and walked twice. Josh Bell got on base. Manny Machado was a triple shy of the cycle. That lineup is a problem. Brandon Drury, you send me this note, Ryan. Brandon Drury becomes just the fifth player in the expansion era to hit a grand slam in his first plate appearance with a new team. And I got to tell you, I hope the rest of Brandon Drury's career goes better than the other guys on that list. Did you see the list? Daniel Nava, Kevin Kuzmanoff, Jeremy Hermida. Like, this feat does not necessarily seem like a jumpstart for a long and productive career.
The other one is Hector Luna. Who can forget Hector Luna?
Raising
of the Phillies.
My hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, raising my hand, mm-hmm. Having forgotten Hector Luna. But anyway, that Padres lineup is ridiculous. The Mets lineup is ridiculous as well. But they've struggled in the DH spot all year. They were bottom third in MLB in OPS from the designated hitter spot before they picked up a couple over the last week or so. Darren Ruff will do it from the right side. And this hefty lefty has reached base now 16 times in 34 plate appearances with the Mets.
2-2 on the way from Weems. And Vogelbach gets one in the air along the right field line. Back toward the corner. Back goes Palacios. And it's out of here! A grand slam for Daniel Vogelbach. His first home run as a Met, and he scores four. 13th home run of the season. His first RBIs as a Met, and it's a quartet. Daniel Vogelbach makes his mark, and it's 6-0 New York.
Vogelbach has a 905 OPS against righties. Darren Ruff has an 886 OPS against lefties. So that should work as a DH tandem. The White Sox may be having a moment. They've won 7 out of 9, 12 of their last 18. The offense is showing up behind Eloy Jimenez, who's on a crazy hot streak, and this former MVP who has resumed his slugging ways.
1-1. That ball is well struck right field. Is Bell back at the track? And Jose Abreu makes it a 4-0 ball game.
Well, we told you that Jose is going to start hitting him out of the ballpark. You could just see it by the contact he was making and the fact that he was using the whole field. This time he just wallops this to right center field, his 14th of the year. He's driven in 55. And the big man is doing what he's done every August of his career, which is start to kill American League pitchers.
Abreu's third homer in the last four games, part of a 35-game stretch where he's hitting .375. And in August, like Steve Stone says, he turns into Hank Greenberg. A career batting average over 218 games in August of .334 with 58 homers for Abreu. Maybe August in Chicago feels most like Cuba. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, this guy isn't a new Philly, but production from him sure would be new.
Fly ball, center field. On the run is Heredia. Back toward the wall. It is gone! Just off the edge of the tree, a two-run home run for Castellanos. It's his first one since the end of June, and the Phillies take a 3-1 lead. And it couldn't have come at a better time.
Just a beautiful piece of hitting, and this is the kind of stuff that we've been expecting from Nick Castellanos pretty much all year.
Oh, yeah, join that club. We've all been waiting. The Beat the Streak villain has been struggling. But I think this is finally it. What do you think, Porth? Last nine games, he's hitting .389, 14 for 36, two doubles, a homer, five ribbies, struck out only five times in 38 plate appearances. Do you trust Nick Castellanos now?
I'm not impressed. I will never trust that guy. No.
Oh, man.
The answer is N-O. No.
All right. Well, we'll see. It's a test. This is his best 9-game stretch as a Philly. Our picks are next on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Got 24 teams in action today. 13 games because the Cubs and the Cardinals have a split doubleheader. We always give you a daily stay away. Yesterday, we went with a hard one. Luis Castillo made his Mariners debut at Yankee Stadium. 5 hits, 8 Ks, dominated from the jump. Almost got through 7. You see, Scott Service likened him to King Felix with that changeup command. That's a nice fit at the deadline. Today, got the Twins at home against Alec Manoah. That's scary. Giants at home against Clayton Kershaw would slow you down. But stay away from the Guardians. Yes, the pesky contact Guardians at home. Even Stephen Kwan is on a 17-game hit streak. Why? Because the Nolan Ryan of his generation, Justin Verlander, is on the mound. Last 2 starts for Verlander, 18 and two-thirds innings, just 9 hits allowed. His whip on the season is 0.87. You know he goes deep. Stay away from the Guardians.
You stay away, I stay away.
What you got for the 4th pick today, sir?
Well, you mentioned earlier how August is Jose Abreu's month. I think he's going to continue to rake tonight in Texas. Abreu has home runs in back-to-back games against the Royals. The new series against the Rangers starts tonight again in Texas. Cole Reagans is making his major league debut tonight for the Rangers. I think the widely vet Abreu takes the lefty to school. Abreu has a hit in 34 of his last 39 games. He has a .357 batting average on the road this season. And again, August, by far Abreu's best month. You mentioned .334 batting average earlier. There's no other month on Abreu's resume with a batting average over .300.
Right? It's Cuba. It feels like Cuba.
Sure.
Right now. I'm going with that. All right, there it is. The 4th pick is Jose Abreu. Time now for my Daily Double A. First of all, though, you're on a 7-game streak on the 4th pick, right?
I am.
You're 7 in a row?
I am.
So you know, as a lot of people do, go ahead and fade my picks if you want and just go with 4th. My analytical pick. Did you know Miguel Cabrera is hitting .351 against lefties? .351, that's 8th best in baseball. He's happily accepting the Oppo singles. He'll get 1 or maybe 2 today against Jeffrey Springs of the Rays, who is not an opener. He is a starter. Usually goes 4 or 5 innings. He's done both, but when he starts, he goes 4 or 5 innings. So Jeffrey Springs, Miguel Cabrera will get you. And anecdotally, I'm going back to Ian Happ, who was my pick yesterday in the Cubs-Cardinals game that got rained out against Miles Michaelis in what should be the opener of the day-night doubleheader. He's a .350 hitter against Michaelis and also one more day removed from the trade deadline drama in which Happ stayed put. Please subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits wherever you get your podcasts and play the game every day of the MLB season within the MLB Play app for your chance to win 5.6 mildo. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. We, Willie Keeler, said it, but we say it now and we believe it. We want your guys and ours to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!